The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Mouyeh. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Mouyeh. And welcome back to another wonderful Tuesday. We're watching the Americans basically lead China in the Olympic awards right now. We are gold, silver, and bronze. We've got about 25, and the Chinese have 25, and I think Phelps basically took us over the top today when he won his 19th Olympic medal. What he did is he swam into Olympic history. He is now the greatest Olympian of all times, having more medals than anyone has ever participated in the Olympics. And we send really kudos out to him because a lot of people thought he couldn't do it, and he's done it, and he still has a couple more demonstrations to do here. So I'm assuming that we're going to see more gold with him. So let's just send our kudos out to him. U.S. men are struggling a little bit. Tanzania almost took them out. I saw Spain, Brazil, and Russia and Argentina just jumping at the bit saying, So that's what they bring in from America. That ain't no dream team. So America better basically shape it up because Spain, Brazil, and Russia and Argentina is waiting for you. You can't have those close calls anymore. You gotta really take it up another bit here, okay? America Smith wins the 200 freestyle and Franklin the 14th. We've got that young 17-year-old Ellison Smith, and she is taking the 200 meter by storm, the freestyle. So we're gonna keep watching her. She's only 17 years old, and she's doing phenomenal, phenomenal. We know that the Penn State situation is not behind us. The actual 1998 victim has come forth and filed a civil lawsuit, and so we'll be hearing more about that. But I think that the downtown businesses are trying to get over this, and they've got slogans in their windows talking about believe. You know, in other words, believe in our new coach. Believe that we can get past this. So we love that American spirit in such a tragedy. Folks, 1996 was the last time that the American gymnastics won gold, and we touch gold again today. It's unbelievable. Diversity is good in gymnastics. That young Gabrielle, who's only 17 years old, was able to kiss gold for America today. So we now have the American gymnastics team now have gold, and it's just history being made. We want to also send kudos out to the 33 former and active Gators that are in the Olympics, and also the Gator band that's been basically entertaining people all week long, teaching them the Gator clap, okay? So there's a lot of American out there basically learning firsthand the Gator clap, okay? The little Gator cap there. So folks, we are having fun out there at the Olympics. We are seeing a lot of great things happening. Bad news coming out of the Jets camp. The Panthers traded the tackle Jeff Otto, and he failed the physical for the Jets. So they rescinded that. So back to the Panthers, Jeff goes. And that's not a good thing because I think he's at his last leg here because this is the third team that he's been at. But we're going to send him good luck out there, and hopefully things are going to be going well for him. Well, what I'm going to do here is I want to shift gears here, tell you a little bit about our program tonight. You know, we do sports here, but we also do community things here. And it's important for us to understand the whole spectrum of sports. And so this is a family show. We like to bring fun back to sports. So tonight we're going to celebrate one of the NFL moms who has received a coveted award, which is going to be given to her in Las Vegas August 8th. And a special convention, and it is the M. Athlete Range Leadership Award. Now, Mrs. Range is unbelievable as a leader. And she didn't just start, you know, in her adult life. She started as a kid being a leader. But I am so fortunate today to have her son, Mr. Patrick Range, to join us to tell us a little bit about M. Affley Range. Welcome to the show, Patrick.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Moy. It's great to be on with you and to know that you are giving consideration to one of the greatest persons in my life, my mother, who has just been incredible during her lifetime. And since she has passed, the effects are still moving on. She was one who, indeed, as a young person, was very concerned about progress. She was one who worked diligently once she became married to my dad, and they raised a family, and she became very concerned about her children and the schools that we attended. Of course, we were in Miami, and back at that in that time, which was in the late 40s and the early 50s, we were still experiencing separate institutions so far as school, so far as life. And it was her inspiration that that caused many things to change in Miami, and she went on to become the first black city commissioner. She became the first black lady to serve in the governor's cabinet of the state of Florida, and then went on to serve on several national boards as an appointee of President Carter and other folks. So I'm very proud to share this information with you.
Well, I realize in looking over on her information that she was very, very diligent in basically taking over the business when your father died prematurely and expanded it to three locations and,
right.
And of course continued to work in the business until her death. But what I was so curious about is, and I always push it here on the show, that it's not just about academics, about athletics, it's about academics. And
right.
Your mother was a real stalwart with school activism. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that she did with that.
Well, for one, she forced the school board, the local school board here in Dade County, to do a lot of things to better conditions for children in our community. As it was at that time, we were going to separate schools. We didn't have hot lunches. We didn't have even cold water in the schools. She, along with several concerned citizens in the community, went to the school board and caused the first new black elementary school to be built for about 30 years. She did that. She forced it worked through the PTA Association locally and statewide. And while she did not herself have an opportunity to, further her education in college, she was just very, very concerned about the future of her children and the future of the children of the community. So much so that she had, as she continued to work, she was recognized, I think, by every higher institution of learning here in the city of Miami, including the University of Miami, Florida Memorial, Barry College, Florida International College, all honoring her with honorary doctorate degrees, which I thought was indeed, quite an accomplishment for someone who, in fact, due to her financial situation, was not able to attend college herself.
Okay, so she had that good homespun knowledge. I mean, she went
exactly.
to the, of course, she did attend the New England, the school for embalming, and of course,
right.
military science. So again,
right.
she had, that's an associate degree, I would assume. And then
exactly.
she obviously, the rest of it, she just learned by just doing, the experience of doing it. And you know, a
yes.
lot of people get a lot of college education, but they don't know nothing about doing it, okay? She was
Absolutely.
A doer. She got out there and she did it, and she didn't let anybody step in her way. If she saw an idea, apparently she went ahead and she did it. you see.
In fact,
so she
right.
was a real champion of those of less fortunate means, but also she believed in, and I believe, being a pathfinder. And I have this, I understand that she's had several things that have been named after her. There's a Ashley Range Olympic Swimming Complex.
Absolutely, yes.
Been named after her, and she had a park, I believe, as well, named after her. Is that correct?
That's correct. That, as well as a post office. She was involved in so many things that you know, that bear her name here in the city of Miami. As you said, when my father passed, which was prematurely back in 1960, she was not a licensed funeral director, but she knew that, you know, she had her family that she was going to have to support, and the best way to do that was to herself enroll in mortuary school, which she did, and that was during the same time that I was graduating from college. But she did not just depend on me. She went and certified herself and established herself as a very knowledgeable business person. She expanded the business from the one location to three, and actually expanded our name over the country with regards to mortuary science, in addition to the other political things that she was doing.
Now, my greatest memory of her is the memory of her coming to Myrtle Beach for the Academy
okay.
Awards. In
okay.
August of 2006, and taking
right.
the train to get there.
Absolutely.
And she knew that she always came and was there. She never really shirked her duty. She said, I'm going to be there. And
exactly.
she got on that train. And I believe she, at the time, she was 91 years of age.
That's correct. She was 90 years of age. And she had a fondness for trains. Actually, when she was younger, she worked as a car cleaner for the Florida East Coast Railroad.
Okay.
But she went from there to serving on the National Board of Amtrak.
Mm.
And consequently, her love for trains just grew and grew. And while she flew when she had to, her preference was getting on the train, taking leisurely trips as far away as Los Angeles and all
Hi.
Over the country.
Isn't that something? What a legacy. What a legacy. And I understand you've got the M. Effley Range Foundation that continues
exactly.
to today.
Yes, it's a foundation.
What type
which
of things
was,
are they doing in the foundation right now, in her memory?
Well, the foundation was established to enhance the fine arts within our community. And she founded that. And through that, we each year we bring noted artists to the community, and it benefits young students who are entering fine arts. And usually, it's something either a classical or jazz, you know, something that the community can appreciate and also support the younger generation who are going off to school. So we do scholarships and so forth for younger students from through the foundation.
So keeping that legacy of her love for education, as well as service and leadership, is unbelievable. Just really a wonderful legacy. And in 2008, the M. Effley Range Award was given birth by the 100 Black Women of Funeral Services.
Right.
And that was just quite an honor for her to receive that posthumously. And of course, you know, you have your legacy as being, you know, the funeral director, just continuing the family's legacy and all that. And your mother has some favorite sayings, I understand. Tell us a few of those.
Well, one that comes to mind immediately is the saying that, you know, she felt that it was great to be a leader. It was great to accomplish things. However, as a leader, that one needed to hold their candle low enough for those who are coming behind could see the light and strive towards greatness, beyond where they are. And that was one thing that she often would say, and that definitely stuck with me and will stick with me always, to be mindful of those coming behind you.
Unbelievable. What a woman of wisdom and understanding and piety and just all those wonderful gifts that she had. And now we get to continue that legacy and naming our brand new 2012 NAFRI Range Award winner, which is Minister Felicia Young. And I'd like to welcome her to the show. Welcome to the show, Minister.
Well, thank y'all. I thank you so much, Ida.
I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Patrick Range, which is, of course, the son, elderly son of M. Afri Range. And, of course, if you've been listening, you've heard a lot of great things about the woman whose shoes you're getting ready to step into.
That is awesome. I was just enlightened, and I'm grateful to God to be honored and to be able to, get such a prestigious award from, such a powerful trailblazer. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. It is pleased to meet you, and it was wonderful to hear you talk about your mama. I want to be talked about like that one day.
Well, you're being talked about it like that now, and it's a pleasure to talk with you, and my greatest of congratulations to you for being selected by the 100 Black Women of Funeral Service.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And I think
right.
I just have an opportunity to just let them know that I am excited and I'm grateful.
We look forward to seeing you there for sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a 3-minute break. And we're going to come back in 3 here, and we're going to continue talking to our special guest. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the M. Afri Range Award and what it means to Minister Young, but also we're going to talk about Minister Young's life. We'll be back in 3.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new 5-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PRO-READYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Gil Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's
tough
out.
Shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we
cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show. It's Ida Moyer, and we're talking about community leadership. We're talking about an NFL mom who's stepping out of the box, who's a bestseller author, and she's also a motivation speaker and a prison minister. And, of course, before the break here, we were talking to Mr. Patrick Range. His mother, M. Affley Range, was a stalwart leader from the Miami-Dade County area, and she actually set a path of not only leadership, but political savviness down there and cutting through barriers for education, cutting through barriers for issues that affected people in the Dade County area that were being forgotten, cutting through barriers and being the first black woman to be elected as the commissioner. And then the other thing is to be appointed to work for the governor as well as to work for Jimmy Carter when he first started his run for the White House. So also we introduced Mr. Patrick Range to the new leader, which is the 2012 Affley Range Award winner, Minister Felicia Young. Now, a lot of you know the name Felicia Young, synonymous with Vince Young, quarterback, who is from the University of Texas, Austin, who also won the national championship against USC, as well as became a Titan, a Philadelphia Eagle, and today is a Buffalo Bill. But his mother stood behind this young man, and she's been the power behind this young man. And what's been guiding her is a principle she learned from her mother. So I want to tell you a little bit about Mr. Young. She is going to walk into the footsteps of M. Affley Range Award, and gladly. She takes the stage to receive this prestigious Community and Leadership Award, and she's earned it. Just like, of course, Mrs. Range pushed through poverty and all the way through humble beginnings, it's the same thing that Minister Young had to do. But hers was a different story, because we have to understand that sometimes people are legends in their own time, and that's exactly what M. Affley Range was, and she continues that legacy with her foundation. Minister Young is just getting started. Minister Young is now writing books. She's also putting together ministries across the country. And now her newest thing is she's going to start building transitional homes for formerly incarcerated female inmates. That's her new fundraiser. But she stays materially humble, and she's very spiritually rich, and she pulls everything together for her love for God. See, she's like a phoenix coming from the dust to become a great leader in her community and become a woman of distinction. See, she's a native of Houston, Texas. She's a trained physical therapist, medical assistant. Now, a bad divorce and a bout with drug addiction almost torpedoed her desire to help others. And with that fire in her belly, she climbed back from the abyss to become one of the most recognizable mothers in the NFL and a professional leader in the state of Texas. Her best-selling book is called Touchdown from Heaven. Now, Minister Young chronicles her journey through the eyes of losing a brother to a drunk driver and a possible loss of her son, Vince Young, quarterback from the Buffalo Bills, in a childhood accident. It was these two events to change Minister Young's outlook on life and gave her this renewed love for faith, her family, and her community. Today, she's a member of the Texas Prison Fellowship Ministry, which is licensed by the TDC, Texas Department of Correction. And the Felicia Young Ministry runs one of the largest prison ministries in the state. Through the ministry, inmates are taught developing Christian skills at Darrington Unit, which is called Rushton, Texas, and Carol Vance Unit in Richmond, Texas, and other Texas facilities. In May, Felicia Young Ministry held their first Felicia Young Ministry Mother Day Gala to launch a fundraiser for these traditional living homes. And at this event, the ministry received a proclamation from Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee of the 11th District of Houston for the Felicia Young Traditional Living Homes. In addition, she traveled to Georgia with a celebrity sports mom tour that included moms from NBA and NFL, where she received the key to the city from the mayor of Warner Robins, Georgia. And what I like at this time is to welcome back to our show, Minister Felicia Young. Welcome back to the show, Mrs. Young.
Thank you, Ida. Thank you.
Welcome back to the show. We're just throwing all kind of accolades out there about you. You know, I just feel like I'm in awe of the things that you've been able to accomplish in such a short period of your life. And just we're so honored and esteemed to be able to have that privilege to introduce you, you know, as being this new honoree of the M. Athlete Range Award. And Mrs. Starks, who's executive director, 100 Black Women, couldn't be here, and she put me fully in charge to basically announce you as the new M. Athlete Range Community Leadership Award recipient. And congratulations again to you on being distinguished in your community and distinguished by now the Fearo community on the things that you do for others.
Yes, I appreciate everything. Yes, this is just a huge and a great honor, and I am just so thankful and so grateful that that my name was called and that that the work is being recognized. It is very encouraging. I'll tell you just to stay focused and just to understand from where I came from. Is enough to, for me to have enough compassion to, reach back and, to go back and just to let them know, what, what turned my life over, what changed my life, what changed my focus. And I can't say anything else, but it was none other but the Lord Jesus Christ. I had to accept him and I had to accept that plan. And once I went forth in accepting the plan and being focused and believing and holding on to the faith, and staying a praying woman, those are the tools that I use still today. And so I just wanted to pass that on, that you can, no matter where you come from, no matter what you've been through, and I don't care what you, you could be, the Lord could bring you out from wherever you were then. And, but I'll tell you today, it does not, tell you that you're going to stay in the same state, but you have to step out on faith and just trust him. And, go forth in all the desires and the gifts that you know who you are. Just excel in that and just go forth and let God be God in your life. And that's the word I want to share with the world. And I said a changed heart can change the lives of others. And that is by the grace of God. So I give all glory to him for what he's done in my life and for the people who he has brought in my life and for me to meet. Because if I had been still back there, whether I've been still alive today, living in that mess, and thank God I had a praying mother, because it takes a praying mother for your children and the people around them to be able to come out from under. And, so I thank God, and I hear people say all the time, you can keep praying, but if they don't want to change. But I tell you today, as a mother, just keep praying. It's not up to you to know whether it's going to be a change, but you ought to believe that it can be a change. So I thank God for that, and I'm excited about coming to Las Vegas. I've never been to Las Vegas, Dr. Moray.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. This will be a real eye-opener for you.
So it's going to be a real eye-opener, and I get a chance to see a lot of prestigious people and then to really understand, the award and, that the shoes that y'all placed me in, I mean, is just phenomenal. So, I'm just, truly, I could be speechless, but I try to, just keep on allowing you and let you hear what's going on in my heart today, and that is that I am grateful.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, at the top of the hour, I asked Mr. Range, I said to him, what is one of the favorite sayings of your mother? Because she was known for having a lot of sayings, according to the people in the funeral industry. Mm-hmm. And I know one of them was, keep on pushing through that. Nobody push you around, just keep on pushing.
Amen.
But he said that, it was very interesting, and I want to remember that myself, even in my profession, is that you always leave a candle for those who are going to follow you.
Yes.
You didn't know the pathway. Tell us what you're doing in terms of encouraging younger people to basically come, to this journey that you're taking and pulling them right along with you. I know your family is 100% with you, but talk about the women that that you're encountering and how you're, I'm excited about your traditional living home because that's the brightest candle that you could possibly do. And I want to talk about that, in detail for our next segment, but tell us about the people that you have been able to bring along with you. Share that with us. You may even want to give kudos to them right now.
Yes. Basically, I spent a lot of time, like I said, you're going back to where you come from, and just going into the areas of where they live. With this prison ministry is something else. I started with the men, but as I start to seek out the shelter and the different types of homes, what is offered to the women, and then I found out they have a lot of places for women, for family and children abuse, and homeless, you know, places and shelters and stuff like that. But it's not very many places for women that are coming out of prison. And so that raised a real something really big within inside of me, because me going inside and God allowing me to just to tell a story about who I am and where he brought me from and how I got here is an eye opener for them. Because if they look at me and say, "Oh, no, she's not, she don't even look like that." But see, you can't tell by the way I look from where I come from. And to be able to let them know and share the testimony about how I got here, I have a chance to let them know there was none other but Jesus Christ. And so, and letting them know that where they are, and, they don't have to stay where they are. And then sharing the stories with them, some of the things that they've been through, I've been through. So I'm able to share that with them. But I thought about, you know, we gotta do something, because the women are coming out in droves. They're letting them out. And when they come out, they can go to places of shelters, but the shelters does not always hold them all, you know, at a certain period of time. You know, there's not very many of them. So they either go in, and then when the morning comes, they are back out on the streets. And so if they're not restored with their families, if they don't have no family to be with them, if they're not working, or if they don't have that shelter, then you end up going back to where you come from. And so that was the thing. While I was out there, the Lord pulled me in another direction, even while I was still in my mess. And he put me in an area of elite. He started changing people, places, and things in my life while I was still struggling with it. But then the day came when I had to choose. I had to choose which one I was going to do. And if I'm going to choose the Lord, or I'm going to choose that way I was going. So I decided to choose. But thanks be to God, it took the area, the places and things, the new look, the new way of going. That would change my mind. I didn't want to go back. So in order for me not to go back, I needed some help. And so that's where I am today.
We're going to go to a 3-minute break here. Let's come back and continue with Minister Felicia Young. She is the new 2012 MFC Range Award winner, which is of leadership and a pathway of generosity in the community. We'll be back in 3. This is Ida Moye, your host.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Tune in to a show about making a comeback and what really goes on behind the scenes with your favorite athletes and beyond. Listen for The Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. A lot of people believe what they read on the internet, hear and see in the media, and on the news. We're going to give our guests the chance to tell the real story without the extra hype. It's not just sports, although that will be a focal point of the program. We'll also look at the world of celebrities, music, modeling, and more. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moye, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new 5-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life. from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with Kay Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Mavericks Show. It's Ida Moyer, and we're talking sports, but with a little twist to it. We're talking about mothers in sports, and we're talking to no other than Minister Felicia Young, the mother of Vince Young, quarterback of Buffalo Bill. And she's not just an NFL mom. She is now the 2012 M. Athlete Range Leadership Award winner. And, of course, she'll be celebrating August the 8th at the Mirage Hotel at the 100 Black Women of Funeral Services Honor Breakfast there at 8 o'clock a.m. in the morning. But before I bring Minister Young back, I just want to say that we just got two emails. One email is from Barry Wagner, and Barry Wagner met Minister Young down in Georgia, and he has a question for her. And let me read his email. Minister Young, I met you at the book signing in Warner Robins, Georgia, and what I'd like for you to do is tell us about your participation in that event. Minister Young, welcome back to the show. He wants to talk about what you did in Georgia and what successes did you have there.
Dina Moore, one of the other NFL moms, Kyle Moore's mom, he also played for the Buffalo Bills. She lives there in, I think, Bryan, Georgia. And she has a foundation that I think I am foundation that deals with adoption, adoption, children that are adopted. And she had lunch her first event, and she brought some NFL moms down and NBA moms and put a special sports tour, book tour together. And we went from the different counties to the shelters, the women's shelters, to we went to one of the schools there that trade schools for the young people. We went and talked to them and just going different places in that part of the city, sharing the information about where we come from, just letting them know and understand that you can do and be anything you want to be, and then also sharing them how we got to where we are, and let them understand some things about being in the position that we're in. And it was just phenomenal. The people in Warner Roberts were so sweet and loving, and they was very receiving. It was a wonderful, huge event. Everybody was there. You had a lot of prestigious people there, a lot of media there. And I know Dina went, she made it. I mean, I know things went very well for her and for her first start. And so we were just proud of her and we're proud of all the people in Warner Roberts. And I did come back to Texas and shared everybody that there were some sweet people living in Warner Roberts. And so, but I had enjoyed myself. They treated me well. As you said, they had given me the key to the city. I was shocked, giving the key to the city. But, you know, God is a good God, and he uses people. And I'm just thankful that that I could be some help to somebody else. So that was my experience there. And I'm called to come again at another county that's called Columbus. And then leave from there and go to Atlanta. So I'll be back there in the latter part of October.
Yeah, and you know, Minister Young can't preach, by the way. I just want everybody to know on the line, I have heard her preach, and she can preach, okay? So this young man has on here, he knows that she can preach. I said, all right, he knows her for sure. Dr. Ab Bonswan has just written in. He wants to congratulate you on winning Discover the Award 2012 M. Athlete Range Award. And he's just so thankful for the work that you're doing in concussions. Tell us a little bit about that.
I say that again on the end about concussion.
He wants you to talk about what kind of work that you're doing to bring knowledge to the concussion issue in the NFL.
Well, I was just grateful to be able to meet Dr. Abel when I went to Philadelphia, and he just shared some things with me. But we have always been concerned about our children that's in sports and the blows and the hits and things that they get. And all that is being transpired, I'm just, grateful that God is allowing for that to come to fruition and that something can be done about it. Because we just need to, we need to target it, we need to find out, and we need to prevent it. And that's my issue about it. I'm very concerned about it because I know that there's a lot of players that have had some, backlash from that and some real serious injuries and stuff. So, yes, I am, standing and I'm looking and reading and listening and will be there with the NFL people, to make sure that we continue on doing everything we can to prevent this, from them, having these concussions and then going, without them being, treated.
Okay, and concussions, of course, everybody that's listening out there, has been one of the biggest issues, a secret issue, quite honestly, because a lot of athletes around 42 years of age begin to get Alzheimer's and dementia symptoms, and then the choice of weapon has been that we've heard a lot about people killing themselves.
Right.
But obviously, it is now a issue that is out of the closet. It is completely standing on its own now because the commissioner has said that he's going to do everything in his power to basically, try to prevent these issues. And of course, his decision in Bountygate proved that he is standing on his word. But there's still much to be done because we talk about assessing and managing these concussions. We got to prevent them.
That's
when
right.
they occur, we got to make sure that they're not only being maintained, but they're being treated immediately. So
that's right.
I know that's
right.
the work that Dr. Abb is doing, and it's very nice to hear from him tonight. And I got one more email. We're looking at Richard Clinton. He sent a message, and he said he hasn't had the pleasure of meeting you, but he has met your son, and he is a former Titan, because now he's a Buffalo Bills fan now,
mm-hmm.
okay, since your son has gone to Buffalo Bills. He said he didn't clean out his jerseys. He's no longer a Titan fan anymore. He's a Buffalo Bills fan. So what he wants to do is, what should he be looking forward to with the Buffalo Bills this year? I don't think he'd answer this question, but I thought maybe he had some insight on it.
Well, I've always, liked Buffalo Bills. I always watch them. And I think they have a phenomenal team as well. I like what they do on the offense, and they protect their quarterbacks more. I think Vincent will have a great chance and excelling in that area. He will be able to, his gifts will be traded more because of the offense. And so I think we're looking to see a lot of fun coming this year out of the teams. And I'm looking forward because Vincent get a chance to come back to Texas. Yay! Just come on back to Texas because it seems like when he was on the east side, the AFC, he didn't get a chance to come back home, but God has fixed it so where he'll be here, and so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, we're excited to hear his name out there, and I know he just got married this year, and
yes,
he's got a baby, a little Jordan, and so you must be very proud of all your grandchildren, and particularly the fact is that you know that all is well in 2012.
That's
okay?
Right, praise God.
All is well in 2012. And we're going to move into talking a little bit about your book, and I know that you got the CDs out there as well, because people don't know that you're also a gospel singer.
Oh, well, the gospel singing, I've always wanted to minister in song. I always wanted to sing, and I had believed God had done so much in my life, and he told me to believe him for something else and write it down. And I wrote that down, and true enough, it came to pass. I believed him for it, and it came to pass. And but I love to sing. I'm in the choir at my home church. And
what church is
I've
that?
Never
that's
been
in Texas,
a choir before.
Right? Houston, Texas. Where what church is that?
That's the Mount Hood Missionary Baptist Church. It's in Fort Worth, and they call Freedom Town.
Okay.
And my pastor, Sammy H.
And Smith. You want to give a shout-out to your pastor?
I give a shout-out to my pastor. He is 82 years old. He is the living legend, and he is the one and only best evangelist in the world.
And what is his name?
His is Samuel H. Smith.
Samuel H. Smith. All right, folks. That sounds like he's got some good gospel work going out there.
That's
right.
The
choir must be rocking and rolling with you up there in that choir. So what possessed you to write a book?
Well, you know, after everything that has gone on in my life and as, just as the Lord had said it, when I was delivered and I asked him what would he want me to do, and he told me he wanted me to go tell others where I came, where he brought me from. And as that, he said, every time I tell it, he will save a soul. And so, that's a commission. That's a commission for me and a mandate. I cannot even think about not saying anything, not standing up, not sharing, you know, about me from where I come from. Cause nobody never knew that I was going through that battle and that struggle until God delivered me, and then that's when the story got told. I tell it because I want people to be set free. And he said, if you tell the testimony, he said the captive will be set free. And so, and that's my belief. And I know over the years, for the past 14 years, just being free, free indeed from all of that that held me bound, and to be able to speak about that and just to share with others so that others will know how to come out from under that is just phenomenal. Just to see how God just delivered them just like he delivered me. And so that's where the book came in for. I thank God for it, for him and through others come to me to share, say that you need to write a book. And so I just sat down one day. And I said, okay, I'm going to do this. I sat in front of the computer, and there it goes. The Spirit gave me everything to tell. So I learned how to do that, how to put the words on paper and go through that process. So now I am a author, an author and a writer with a, what do you call, author with
ISN number.
A publishing company called Anointed Inc. And then with the CD, I had an opportunity to work with Sean McLemore and Rhonda McLemore. I shared my vision with them and a few other people that's on the CD. The Lord had given me a vision one day and gave me some words to a soul. And I took the words to him. I'd never met him before, shared the words with him, and he said, that's a song. And ever since then, we got in the record place, and we produced the song. And the song, the CD, Jesus, He Reigns. The Lord gave me those words when I was in San Diego. Vincent was playing San Diego at the time when he was with the Titans. And it has stormed and rained forever. And didn't think we're going to get a chance to even have a game because it just kept on raining the whole time we were there. But while I was in the hotel room in a high-rise part and in San Diego, it was the Lord just started talking to me. He said, I'll stand and pray. He said, pray about it. I want you to pray. Say these words. He gave me these words, and they were sunshine, blue skies. Please come and stay. I declare and decree that the rain has gone away. And I kept saying that until I started seeing a peak in the sky, a peak in the sky. All the clouds rolled away. And I just kept looking, and I was like, is this real? I'm having an experience here. And to just be distinct, if you want to just try God and see if it's really him. So I said, well, Lord, is this you? I said, if this you, then I'll see the whole sky. It will be completely blue. Next thing I know, I looked, and Lord had rolled back all the clouds. And I couldn't see, but I could see as far as it could go. and where the clouds were hanging over a mountain. And when he rolled the clouds back, and I was looking out that window and saw all the way to the top of the mountain, I looked and I was like, oh my God, it is snow on the mountain. And so I didn't even know because it was my first time being in San Diego. So I screamed, I hollered, I praised God. I jumped and shouted. Then next thing you know, it was time to go to the football game. So we were able to go to the game and saw most of the game with the sun shining. So I got back to Tennessee, and God completed the entire song. And I was singing it, making breakfast for the children. And when they come out to eat breakfast, I said, the Lord gave me a song, and they laughed. And so when I started singing it, they said, Mom, no, you didn't. You can't sing that. Like I said, well, I just kept it and kept the words. But the Lord fixed it so for me to meet Sean and Rhonda McLemore. They are some phenomenal gospel singers. And he walked me through it and helped me produce that CD. And so that CD are a series of testimonies of these people who are there, who are singing, have been through something. And at those testimonies, it is an anointing CD. It's a CD for soul winning. Once you hear it, you will be anointed. I'm serious. The anointing on that CD will bring light to your heart. So that's where all that came from.
It's a blessing that keeps on giving. It's a blessing that keeps on giving. Put it into your computer and you can listen to it. Put it in your little, you know, download it to your iPhone.
Yes.
It's a blessing that keeps on giving. Wow. That's like chills on my skin. Just listen to that. That is unbelievable. Just tell me how, you know, things have just been anointed for you, and we're so excited about this. This is just a phenomenal time for you, and just to think about the great things that are happening, you know, particularly in your life. And, you know, with this traditional home, this transitional home you're going to build, you're going to have a lot of programs in that transitional home. And tell us some of those programs. I understand from the, you know, United States Prison Commission is that women are the biggest risk of recidivism to go back to jail.
They are.
And
the
reason
number
for that is it's either mental health issues,
yes,
job related, you know, child care related, you know, all kinds of things like that. So tell us how you're going to get in there and maybe cure some of those issues. I know your transitional home, as I read it, is for them to stay a year, but you want to do the necessary things to get them back on their feet to enter back into society. So it's like a second chance type transitional home. Is that correct?
That is correct. I had chose the second step for them because you want to be serious about what you're doing and to know that it is a faith-based transition living home. And so they have to be serious about faith-based. And if they want to change, this is the way we're going to go. And so what we offer up is that besides the counseling that they need to help them with, but they got to come in with being responsible, being ready to be, you know, independent and be ready to get back with their families and, you know, and get back, with their jobs. So they got to come in running. They're going to have to come in running, going to have to come in making a choice, to want to have a changed life, to want to be back with their families and children and be able to take care of themselves, you know. And then also, you know, in the process, all that they need, you know, education and job development, everything that you're going to need in order for you to be responsible. But the main key of it is that they have to want Christ. You have to want Jesus because that's how I made the change. And so I will be, you know, sharing with them what God did with me. And I know if it set me free and put me where I am, I know what it's going to do for them. But they got to want that. And so that's why I went with the second step. Because when they come out, while I'm in the prison, I'm already ministering. The police young ministry is already in the prisons, and we will be teaching their class, developing Christian lifestyle skills, and just letting them know the basics, letting them know that this is a lifestyle. It's not something that you do today and tomorrow you lay it down to do whatever. You got to have a made-up mind that you are determined to walk the plan that God has for you. And so, and those are the things that we will be doing, and that we allow them to be able to be a part of, They also can be a part of, you know, help go back in, because that's what happens when they come out. You can, after they are out for a while, then they're able to go back in. So just get on the bandwagon. Come on with me. Let's go on out here and get on these streets and go talk to these women and let them know and give them the word and find out what their needs are, you know, what their needs are and let them know that we care. This is what this is going to be about.
Unbelievable. Well, you know, I'm excited about it, and I understand that you have a partner who's joining you with Organic Gold, and they're starting to basically join you as one of your first fundraisers. And will you tell people if they want to donate to the effort that you have for these transition homes, where they can go and find that information on your website?
Sure, you can go to the Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, Young, the FeliciaYoungMinistries.com. I was just about to say the email address, but TheFeliciaYoungMinistries.com, and you can go to that website and you can click on the links there, and it will take you right into it.
Very good. And folks, if you're not familiar with Organic Gold, it is the new organic coffee out there, and that company is one of the fastest growing companies in the United States right now, and they are basically selling coffee, organic coffee and teas.
Yes,
so
herbal.
You know, if you're into the healthy stuff, the herb Ganoderma is part of that, and they're offering something very healthy for you to not only participate in having some of the coffee, but also have an opportunity to donate to a worthy cause.
Yes.
Now, we're at the top of the hour here, so I want to thank you, Minister Young, for being with us and to sharing your story once again. Don't be a stranger. And again, congratulations
on your
new award. And I know it's so well deserved. And also know that we're going to hear so much more from you, because I know you're just getting started. You're almost like an energizing bunny. You know, you've decided that you're going to walk this path, and you obviously got the energy of the Holy Ghost, and you're moving right along with it, and it's exciting.
I'm excited for you. I just think that
the world's going to really get to know a phenomenal, phenomenal individual, and I just think it's wonderful that you would receive such a great award from such a great legacy.
Yes.
And that just tells you that, I think here's how things go. They give you the award because they want you to keep on going.
That's
why you get awards, so you can keep on going. So when they stop giving you awards, they don't want you to keep on going. So when they give you those awards, that's your signal to just keep on going, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much, Doctor.
All right, and I want to thank Mr. Patrick Range for being our guest tonight from Patrick Range, Range Funeral Home in Miami, Florida. I know when you need a special service like that, don't hesitate to call Patrick Range. A legacy of nothing but goodwill there. All right, good night, folks. It's been our pleasure. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Ida Moye and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.